Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Welcome to the work week. New Monday here for you, edition of the show. James here with you. Hope you guys are having a great start to your day out there. We are joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Hope you all are having a great start to your Monday. I got to slow down. I'm too excited to get back.
Oh, too excited.
Missed all you. Great to be back. Great to have a good show lined up for you this week. Halloween edition week.
Yeah.
Of course, going to kick things off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot. Brittany, looks like we got at least one of these days coming up here and could have a chance at some record temperatures.
Yeah, some spooky weather for late October.
Nicely done.
So what we're looking at is today, that wind really whipping out of the south. It's going to be gusting up to 30 miles per hour, pulling in these warmer temperatures. So we'll see more sun to start the day, a few more clouds throughout the afternoon. Highs will hit 68 degrees. So that is well above average. But winds keep going all night into tomorrow. They could gust up to 40 miles per hour tomorrow. It is going to be more and more cloud cover out there with these feisty winds, and then temperatures potentially reaching 80 degrees tomorrow.
Yikes.
I'm speechless.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is something. Yeah.
Yes. And I'll tell you, it's not going to last. It's a little slice out ahead of a big weather system pushing in. So we'll hold on to the mid-70s into Wednesday. Then the heavy rain rolls through Wednesday night, into our Halloween morning. And my fingers are crossed. I'm dialing up the weather gods to try to get it out of here for trick-or-treating.
Nice.
But if that happens, if that's what you guys want, it's going to be windy out of the north, and it's going to get cold rather quickly. So I'm thinking trick-or-treating temperatures would be in those mid-40s,
okay.
Low 30s. Depends how late you stay out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what we're looking at.
Here's hoping whatever happens early in the morning, or mid-afternoon, or early afternoon, or something like that, and get it out of the way.
I agree. I'm with you on that one.
Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye.
Best in the business right there are from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning right in this time slot. We got good things lined up for you. We got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club coming up in just a little bit. We will also get into why we are hangry. What makes us hangry? That is coming up. I got a question for you guys and for the audience out there. Getting ready to call up a little bit before the end of the hour here. Should trick-or-treating have an age limit? Get into that one.
The eternal question.
We have got some fun stuff for the 9 o'clock hour kickoff. Well, the kitchen's open. Got a great interview set up for this one, Seth.
Yes, that's correct. We've got Mr. Fidel from El Cafe.
Hey,
Beth did an interview with him and talked about starting a restaurant and how it happened and what he thinks about the whole thing. It's great. It's a fabulous interview.
Got that coming up. We'll also have some entertainment news for you in the 9 o'clock hour, including, as long as we can fit it in, the best family-friendly spooky movies to get in the Halloween spirit.
All right.
Cool. All that coming up for you. But I want to kick things off with the Halloween season, of course, and actually talking about some local things that went on this weekend and hear how that went from some of our people. But first, I want to get to these spooky sounds. Someone posted a video of old Halloween decorations from the 90s and the quote, spooky sounds they made. Now, it's interesting. Shout out to our friends at Wise Brothers, where I found this article, but I actually was going to do this story this week anyway. My mother put up all her Halloween costumes, or Halloween decorations and everything, and she's got some newer and some fun stuff and everything, but like a lot of parents out there, she has a lot of stuff from the older time, from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and some of these things are still hanging on. They're still making noises.
They're still making it, though.
So I'm going to play some of these noises for you right now. Some of these quote-unquote spooky noises for you from the 90s, everybody. This was supposed to scare us.
Frighten the dog, I'll tell you that much.
That's just a pheromone. Which can be kind of scary. Which can be.
Those could be used, I think, in torture.
And this one.
With the shattering teeth? Yeah.
Because it was shaking, too.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So I want you to imagine those noises and how annoying and how unscary they are. But now with a battery that is like for two decades old and is somehow still hanging in there. It sounds so bad.
It is so terrible.
It's really, it's really rough.
Love it, though.
It is not good. But there's something about him.
I'll tell you.
Isn't there something kind of charming a little bit about him?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's, I got another one here. I got another one here. You couldn't walk through a store without hearing these noises. No matter where you went, like any department store or anything like that, they were all around for you.
I mean, now they've got, they like say things, you know, like spooky voices, beware all who enter or something like that. Nope, that's all we had. Just a weird noise.
There's also, I don't know if there, and I don't watch a lot of network TV anymore, and even when I do, to be honest, I don't see a lot of commercials anymore, so I don't know if this still happens, but there used to be specials. There used to be specials, too. The, you know, obviously, the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown special and things like that. It seemed like there was at least one day of this of the year or the, of the month that was dedicated to, like, cartoons and things like that being on in prime time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that exists anymore. I don't know if we see that anymore.
I don't think so. I mean, occasionally they'll roll out, like you said, the Great Pumpkin, because that's, you know, like a standard kind of thing.
Classic.
But, like, my family, we always watch, like, the Garfield one. Garfield's Halloween Adventure and a couple other ones. But I don't know if they're on network anymore.
I encourage people to find them. Find them, watch them.
I love it.
Enjoy them.
They're out there somewhere.
Yes, they are.
And speaking of getting out there, we had a bunch of people out and about this weekend for all these amazing events that went on this weekend. I know that I heard some great things as far as the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Pageant. Congratulations to the winners, the new crown bearers over there. I'm sure they'll be on the air with us soon. Looking forward to that. And Melissa, you had a very busy weekend. I'll get to mine in a second, but I know that you were a part of Day of Caring. You got to the Spirit Walk. You had a fun weekend, I hope.
Oh, yeah, it was busy. I know Beth also was part of the Day of Caring and with a church group, and I was paired with a group from First Bank, I believe. And we did a lot of, it was a lot of fun, and it was a beautiful day for it, too.
It was
so perfect.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Got that. Well, they gave us that day. We're supposed to have it on Halloween. But we that's all right. That's all right.
Then, you know, I'm not complaining.
Big thank you to everybody that volunteered and was a part of Day of Caring out there. Really do appreciate it. It was amazing to see all the red shirts around town and everything. And it spread out. It was all across town and not just here, but like all both sides of town and everything. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic to see.
It was all over. And then the Historic Point Boss Spirit Walk was fun. I've never actually been to the area, the grounds there before. And then to see it at night was really fun. We were the part of the third group that was touring that night. And so it was fully dark by the time we got going. And we're a group of probably, I don't know, maybe 12 to 15 people.
Mm-hmm.
And as we left the area where you start, the shelter there with the fire pit, and we walked out on the road and we're going across the bridge, a group of ducks went into the water right as we came up to the bridge. And then all of a sudden they turned around and they were booking it out of the water, up the hill, right across the road, right in front of us. Like the young lady that was with me said one of the ducks tripped over her foot.
Whoa.
In their rush to get across the road and into the other side of the water. And then came along this dog.
Nice.
So we had an extra scare.
A little extra thing.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Nice.
But it was really, really neat to see all of the people in costume and the little vignettes that they did in the inside the houses and then out on the grounds. It was just really neat.
Help our friends keep history alive over there at the Historic Point Boss. Keep in mind, they're always looking for volunteers and different people to stop by and help out over there. Find out more at historicpointboss.com. And congratulations to everybody. Fun weekend. Really successful weekend. Not just all of that, but a successful weekend for our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings as they begin their home reign. 2-0 at home, including some really nice victories. We'll talk more about this on Playmakers a little bit later, but I got to be at the home opener on Saturday, and wild time, fantastic. All I want to do is talk about hockey normally. In between the first and second period, there were some little kids that got to go out there for a Halloween costume contest. And it was amazing. It takes so much for me to not focus on hockey and not be about hockey. But those little kids, man, that was for a good couple minutes there. That's all I was focused on, was those kids and them having a good time. I want to send a shout out to each one of them and their parents, and a special shout out to the Jack Skellington kid. He was having a moment out there, people. He had the crowd on him, and he felt it. And he started posing and started doing some moves out there and everything. And
awesome. Love it.
There's something about seeing a fellow showman out there. There's something about it. That's the future right there. It was a great moment. It was great. And a great moment for the weekend. I don't know about you guys, but I could, there was an energy this weekend that felt great. It felt positive. It felt strong. Let's carry that into the next couple of weeks as we gear up for November 5th. I keep hearing people, this could be tough. This could be a tense couple of weeks, blah, blah, blah. You know, we can control this. they're making this sound like it's the weather, like we can't control it, or there's this coming. There's this record temperature day coming up here and everything. Yeah, we can't do anything about that. Can't do anything about what the weather's going to be like on Halloween, but we can do something about the mood and the vibe going into the election day. Doesn't have to be tense. You realize there are no winners and losers. It's what the people choose.
Yeah.
You can't lose that way. I don't know. I don't think it has to be as tense as people are making it to be. I'm not saying we all got to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, but I don't think that it has to be this, we're all walking around white-knuckled. We control this. We don't have to be that way. Choose to not be that way. And choose to enjoy fun kid Halloween costumes. It's just fantastic.
Always a good thing. Always a good thing.
And good nostalgia. I also, I love old ads, like old Halloween commercials and stuff. We're going to talk more about those later in the week.
Love them.
We got a bunch of fun stuff lined up this week as well. We're going to get into in just a little bit, everybody. We got a real special Thursday lined up for you Halloween-wise.
Yeah.
Here on the morning show, we'll have some fun with a bunch of stories I got lined up. We're going to dress. Some of us can dress up. I don't want to make anybody dress up. I'm planning on dressing up. And we'll go over Halloween times, of course, and everything throughout the week. And then Thursday afternoon, we got a good one, a spooky one lined up for you. All that coming up for you. We'll get to all of it here on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with some birthday and anniversary club news from our great friends at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself when they open their doors. El Cafe is not open today.
That's right.
But they will be tomorrow, everybody. Get ready to head on over there with your appetite at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Hope they had a great weekend over there at El Cafe. And a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, they deserve a day off after the trunk or treat and the haunted house.
Yeah.
Need a day of recovery.
Appreciate our friends over there. And keep in mind, everybody, we're wrapping up the week of October, or the month of October here this week. And we'll be announcing our winner for the month of October in the beginning of November. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. See if you can win yourself some free El Cafe birthday, some great food from our friends at El Cafe. And let's go ahead here. Now, remind everybody that we need your birthdays and anniversaries. We need them. Get them to us, everybody. info@WFHR.com. You can email our staff, james.mailoff@civicmedia.com. US, just like that. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. We'd love to hear from you. And call up
424-2600. I beat you.
424. You forgot the area code, dude.
Oh, I did.
715-424-2600.
How are people in Vermont going to know?
I know.
Thank you, Melissa.
I was trying to get ahead of her, and I totally forgot.
We love hearing from you guys. Call up with those live birthdays and anniversaries. We love them, everybody. Give them to us. I need a one or a two, Melissa, since you'll be here tomorrow. Seth, give me a one or a two.
Okay, one.
All right, because it's a qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, wishing happy birthday to Stephanie Jinsky.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you a great day, Stephanie. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, Kay Nukerchin.
Happy birthday and congratulations.
Yeah, that's a heck of a name. Yeah. Love it.
Enjoy your day, Kay. Hope it's a good one for you. I went to school with a Nukerchin. That's why I know that one.
That's a great name.
Notice I mess up Smith a little bit later from now, but I didn't mess that one up.
You're familiar with it. Yeah.
Kay, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one. And you're our qualifier. Got in there. Hey. Got in there. The 28th. We take a look at our celebrity list. Frank Ocean is 37, R&B singer. Let's see here. Finn Wittrock is 40. Dandy on American Horror Story and some other shows. Mm-hmm. Solid actor. Very very recognizable face. The great Matt Smith is 42. Damian Targaryen on the recent House of Dragon. He was Prince Philip on the first two seasons of The Crown. But of course, most people will remember him from the movie Morbius that he was just in.
Hilarious.
He was the 11th Doctor.
Yes, he was Doctor Who. Yep.
Fantastically, too. And from what I hear from people who know what they're talking about, and by that I mean Laura, she told me that they took his character in a little bit of a different direction with some of him and everything. But I think he was right after David Tennant, I believe.
That is correct.
I didn't get to see him, but he's a great actor. Mm-hmm. I joke about the Morbius thing, but that movie was so god-awful. He was decent in it, though, man. He was good in it. It's really weird when you watch a bad movie, but you see a really good actor in a bad movie, i.e. Ishtar.
It's a little disconcerting. Yeah, right. It's weird. You
know, I keep bringing this up, but I'm telling you, maybe the worst movie I may have ever seen, or at least in the last 20 years, is Shazam 2. And you've got Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu in that movie. Two amazing actors.
Right.
And Helen Mirren is just phoning it in. And Lucy Liu, I don't even think she learned her lines. I'm not being mean here. Watch the performances and you tell me I'm wrong. Especially if you've seen them act before. Mm-hmm. Like, have a bar here. You have we're talking about two amazing actors. And Helen Mirren, maybe one of the top five in the world. And you can tell when they're pulling back.
You got it.
You know when the fastest person in the world is not running as fast as they can. You can tell. Mm-hmm. And you can tell the same thing with this.
Right.
Where I don't know. Oh, no, Shazam. Don't attack people. I don't know. It's just really, really. Let's see here. Joaquin Phoenix is 50.
Wow.
Joaquin Phoenix, way better than average actor. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's chooses bad roles or anything. And really, with certain performances, like, excels as an actor. Mm-hmm. But off the field, man, like, just like, I don't know if he is he retired still? I don't know.
Is he a weirdo? I don't know.
He doesn't. You can be weird, but you've got to be able to have the skill to back it up.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not saying you have to be or anything like that.
Right.
But Daniel Day-Lewis is awfully weird, but people don't call him on it as much because he's one of the better actors in the world.
Right.
I don't feel Joaquin Phoenix can back that up. and when it takes away from, like, great performances of yours, the thing that they give Nicolas Cage a lot of heat for, I'm surprised they've never given Joaquin Phoenix the heat for.
You know, that was the comp I was just thinking of. Him and Nick Cage seem to be very similar in that respect.
Mm. Brad Paisley is 52.
Wow.
Fantastic. Really? Singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. Not a bad. I think that one of the fun things that's happened with Brad Paisley's career is getting to see him in those Peyton Manning commercials. He does a nice job with those.
Those are fun.
But also getting to the place where you get to host stuff. Mm. And him and Carrie Underwood are really good MCs. They really do a good
That's
job.
Cool.
Because as a kid growing up, I was a gigantic Bob Hope fan. Mm. One of the things that Bob Hope kind of made his name on was being an MC.
That's right.
Hosting the Oscars or different, you know, specials. And I just grew up watching that a lot and very closely. And it's not an easy gig to do. I've done it a little bit here and there on a very small level, but doing that work is not easy, to be able to swing back and forth and keep the audience energized and all these different things you got to be able to do. Brad Paisley gets to know his audience and reaches to his audience. He's very good at it.
Cool.
And the real deal. Like, you don't hear him doing parody music. You don't hear him trying to speak to his audience or like some people talk, fake, you know, country. He's the real deal. Ben Harper is 55. Good singer and songwriter.
I love Ben Harper. He's awesome.
Julia Roberts is 57.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So many movies of hers I absolutely love.
With actors like her, I like to ask, what's the one that stands out, or what's your favorite performance of hers or anything? Because she's got a lot of them. It's funny. I type in Julia, and Julia Roberts pops up immediately.
She's
the
Julia.
I don't even have the whole name spelled out. Mm-hmm. And all of this being said, when's the last movie she did? You know, she hasn't even had to work in a while.
No.
And that's how
2023.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Cool.
Leave the World Behind was 2023. Right. In 22, she did Ticket to Paradise.
I should say she's not kicking out the movies like she was in her
prime. Oh, no.
She doesn't need to.
No, right. She really doesn't.
That's how set her legacy is. Mm-hmm. And she's been able to do movies, more of those movies, and Melissa's mentioning it, everything, where she's kind of pushing herself a little bit more, doing some different work. Mm-hmm. I really like her in Pelican Brief. I really like her and Denzel in that movie. They do a good job in that movie together.
I love her performance in Steel Magnolias.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good
one. And then, of course, Mona Lisa Smile is probably one of my all-time favorites. And it's not even her so much. She's just part of that movie, and I love that movie.
Mm, gotcha.
You know, there was a lot of stuff behind the scenes, not during the movie and the filming, but to cast her and everything. There was a lot of push for it. There's some talk that they wanted some other people. But I love her as Tinkerbell. I thought she was wonderful. As I went into that movie, and she was one of the, I'll be completely honest, she was the one kind of role I was like, I don't know. I'm excited about Dustin Hoffman and Robin Williams and all these things. I don't know about Julia Roberts and everything. I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah.
She did a really good job. She was really fun in the role. Had fun with the role and everything. Mm-hmm. And did the role the way Tinkerbell is.
Yes. Well, with the way everyone in that movie chews the scenery.
Yeah.
You got to keep up, man. You got to keep up.
Bangeray, baby. Bangeray. Andy Richter is 58, the legend, the wonderful Andy Rickman, Richter. And he's going to, so Andy Richter will still talk to people like that he's known for like 20 years, that you knew for like maybe a couple months. He is just incredible. He may be the most genuinely nice person in all of entertainment.
Wow.
Like just incredible human being. Incredible human being. You get to a point around him real quickly where you don't even remember that he's Andy Richter. He's got a thing for donuts. A real thing for him. And if you can't find him, he will probably be by Craft Services. And so it's our job as one interns oftentimes to go and ring up the talent and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's often the writers. It's actually not like a lot of the people you see on screen. It's usually the writers that you got to pull over or something like that. And sure enough, that's where he is over by Donuts. He's got stuff on his face. Now, think about if you see somebody that you've seen on TV before, or maybe even since you were a kid or something like that, you're probably going to be pretty nervous to say something like that to somebody. Mm-hmm. We made fun of them. We would joke with it. There was times where they had to actually redo a scene because we wouldn't say anything because there was something on his chin or something like in his teeth or something. And he'd roll with it. He'd like, you guys. Like, just... I really do think he might be the nicest person in all of entertainment. Him and Dolly Parton, man. Like, just a really sweet guy. Really nice guy.
The one of the famous people that I occasionally get that people say I look like is Andy Richter. So, yeah.
Is that the whole reason you were hired?
I kind of look like Andy Richter,
just,
yeah.
Just a reminder of those days.
A tiny bit.
Bill Gates is 69. I almost said Bill's Gates.
Bill's Gates.
That's a whole different person. The legend, the wonderful, the amazing Annie Potts is 72. Mary Jo on Designing Women. Janine on Ghostbusters. Bo Peep in the Toy Story movies.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, I know this because my dad's a big fan of that Sheldon show.
The young Sheldon.
Yeah, she's
on that. Plays the grandma, and I have to see, I haven't seen a lot of it. She is so good in that role. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that southern voice. You give her a chance, man.
That's her regular voice. That's her normal accent, too.
Young Annie Potts. Designing Women, Annie Potts. Whew. Mm-hmm. Oh, just a great job. Great job. Love that show. Dennis Franz is 80.
Oh, wow.
Great actor. Mm-hmm. Great actor. I haven't seen him in a long time. Kind of retired from acting.
Detective Sipowicz, right?
Yes. Ah. Yes.
That's what he's, of course, best known for.
Boy.
NYPD Blue.
Yes. NYPD Blue went blue and became such a popular show because of that and everything.
He was also in Die Hard 2 and City of Angels.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I liked him in City of Angels. Okay, I liked him. Cool. He was good in that. Yeah. Good actor. Good actor. And good birthdays to everybody out there. We wish a happy birthday to Stephanie Jinsky.
Happy birthday, Stephanie.
And happy birthday to our qualifier, Kay Nukerchin.
Happy birthday, Kay.
Happy birthday, Kay.
Enjoy your day, everybody out there celebrating, and get us more of those birthdays and anniversaries. And when they open their doors tomorrow, get ready to go celebrate with our friends at El Cafe. We'll be back after our news break right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Get the week started right. Mm-hmm. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. And you are not feeling too hangry. as we remind you that the kitchen's open, coming up at 9 o'clock. You will not be hangry for that. We're going to take care of that hanger. Is hangry a real thing? Is it really a thing?
Yes. 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 Yes, it is.
We have one vote. There you go.
The answer is yes, it is real. Yes. Yes. Just to back up Melissa.
Piggyback on Melissa on that one.
It mostly boils down to something called your gut-brain axis. Ooh. The busy communication line between your stomach and your brain. Mm. Imagine a steady stream of texts between two friends. When you're hungry, your stomach sends a text to your brain that says, "Feed me." And if you don't respond fast enough by eating, those texts get more and more frequent. Hey, heard you said you're going to be by like 5 after.
Where are you?
Hey. Hey, me again. maybe you didn't get the last text. Yeah, it keeps coming. Not eating drops your blood sugar too, which can make you produce more of the stress hormone cholesterol. And when you're hungry, you also make less of the feel good hormone serotonin. Serotonin. Dang it.
Serotonin.
And around 90% of it is produced in your gut.
Mm, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't think a lot of people know.
Oh
that.
No, I did not know.
Eating makes me happy. Okay.
And thus where we get comfort foods and a lot of these things.
True.
Why a lot of food can be nostalgic, even as well.
Yep.
All that combined, and your brain can make you act like a toddler that missed their nap. So here's how to prevent it.
Take a nap. Oh, wait, no.
According to an expert, here are the 5 best foods to snack on if you want to avoid being hangry. Crunchy vegetables like carrots, celery, and cucumbers. They're high in insoluble fiber, which slows down digestion.
Okay. And they're fun to eat because they're crunchy.
Yeah, they are fun. Yeah. I love carrots.
That satisfying sound of that crunch, yeah.
Carrots are great.
Yeah, better dipped in ranch dressing, and celery is better with peanut butter.
So I just like them plain. I can eat them plain.
Yeah.
Chickpeas.
Ooh, that's a rough one. I don't know.
Well, actually, there's some recipes that I want to try where you roast them. So you like toss them with different spices, and then they become almost like a trail mix snack.
Oh, really? See, now I'd crunchy. Be willing to try that.
Yeah, they're crunchy then, and they have, you know, you can put whatever spices you like on them.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I had to look that up. I had to look up what a chickpea
was. Yeah, that's all right.
Couldn't remember. Garbanzo beans.
Otherwise known as garbanzo beans. Yes,
that I knew. Yeah, yeah.
The one bean my father hates. Other than that, he's a bean guy, but man.
But see, the best thing about garbanzo beans is that you can actually turn them into so many things. I made brownies with them. You can make cake with them. I mean,
cool.
They're very versatile.
Plus, it's fun to say garbanzo.
It is fun to
garbanzo. Garbanzo is fun to say. Yes.
And let's not forget hummus.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Greek yogurt also shows up on the list.
Mm.
Yum.
Yep. Mm. Very versatile, too. Another versatile item that you can use for lots of things. Yeah.
Yeah, I use a plain Greek yogurt made with coconut milk for sour cream.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Clever.
Berries show up at number 4.
All right.
Berries. Yum.
Who doesn't like berries?
Berries are great. There's got to be at least one berry you like, right? Out there.
He's also a great guy. Yeah. You know what? He sells a lot of guitars in Tacoma. He sells the most guitars, actually, in the Midwest.
And you know what? He's got some pretty good fantasy advice, too, Matt Berry. He got some pretty good fantasy advice. And at number 5, almonds.
Almonds.
Another nut that is really great with the seasoning on it. Mm-hmm. Wasabi nuts.
Yes. Oh, those are very tasty.
Those are so good.
I love them.
So all these are good. And, you know, one other thing, too, is kind of paying attention to your body. When do you get hangry? When do you traditionally get hungry?
Trying when to cut I don't it off. Eat.
Cut it off at the pass.
Yeah, there
cut
you
it
go.
Off at the pass. Constantly be eating. That's the answer. Constantly
no.
be eating.
No.
You need to do that, James.
That's not the answer. That is not the answer. Like a lot of things when it comes to food, do not listen to me.
Stop listening to him.
Yes.
Listen to that man.
It does seem like for me at least, I know afternoon, like a lot of people, I got to make sure that I'm I mean, I get mm-hmm. something in my, I graze some kind of food. I'm a grazer. And mm-hmm. I got to get something in me in the afternoon, by afternoon. Okay. Because unfortunately, like a lot of people out there, especially the overwhelming number of people I see, where this number actually has risen up since the pandemic, of people who don't eat breakfast.
Right.
There's quite a bit of us out there, mm-hmm. and I'm not, this is one of those things I have to get better about, like literally have to get better about. I don't know how I'm going to keep doing this job if I don't.
Right.
So it's one of those things that all of us could work on, and something to keep an eye on. And if you're not already hangry, maybe this will make you hangry. I don't know. Now, what do they call it if you're not hangry because you're hungry? You're just angry about food. Like you're
something else. Like, yeah. We need a name for that, though.
We need a name for that.
Yeah, we got to work on that one.
Yeah, I went through a whole period of time that I did that when I tried to go gluten-free. I was angry about food a lot.
I hate you, food.
Angry about food.
Now, maybe that, I don't.
I love that.
Does the sounds? Does the food sounds ever make you hangry or angry or hungry or anything? Because KFC wants you to fall asleep to the sound of fried chicken. Teamed up with the wellness company Hatch to get high-quality audio of it and posted a 20-minute clip on Spotify. There's a running joke on TikTok that white noise rain sounds are really just the sound of chicken being fried. So KFC ran with it. They say in addition to eating their chicken, customers can also now drift off to sleep thanks to the soothing sounds of frying. And you can check it out at Hatch for Sleep Spotify page.
James trying out his ASMR stuff here. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, the science of sound in food has proven that the sound of that does make you hungry. It activates
I bet you. That makes sense.
Whatever in your brain to be like, ooh, good thing's coming, because we love fried food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I'm going to play a little of this, see what you guys think of this right here.
Have you heard the internet rumor that the sound of falling rain is actually the sound of
Oh, this is just a...
Oh, that's
this is not what I had. This is not what I had. Here we go. I got it right here. There it is. Okay. Let's try it.
All right. Fried chicken sleep sounds. Wow.
Okay. Wait a minute.
That does sound like...
That does sound a like rain. Like rain.
It does sound like falling rain.
Okay, I never caught that before.
No.
I actually worked at a KFC, and I did not catch that. I did not even catch that.
Well, that's why he kept falling asleep. People were wondering what was happening. Why did you keep falling asleep?
It wasn't my fault. That is wild. That is pretty wild.
It is.
And I would have not guessed that.
And I'm telling you, you can switch behind in your brain of what you're listening to, and they both make perfect sense. I love it. It's great.
That is kind of pretty.
I love sound. It's amazing.
Sound is pretty cool. Sound is pretty amazing. So we'll go ahead and we'll be back with more show, everybody. I want to get into the trick-or-treating thing. I want to make sure that we have time for, should trick-or-treating have an age limit? We're going to get into that when we come back here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here. We're going to take it to the top of the hour. 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off with a fun edition of The Kitchen's Open.
Yay!
Beth has an interview with Fidel from El Cafe.
That's
We're looking
right.
forward to hearing that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. We'll have that for you. Have some entertainment news lined up. We'll talk about some great stuff coming up, including our Thursday special afternoon that we got lined up for you. I want to start teasing that to everybody. We'll get into that a little bit. But for right now, phone lines are wide open. 715-424-2600. Call up. Join the conversation. Should there be a trick-or-treating age limit? Now, journalistically, I like to always mention these things. No. I feel very strongly about this one.
Okay,
no.
All right.
But I'm willing to hear people out.
Sure.
I'm not one of these people that buries my feet in the ground and I'm stuck on a position or something.
This is not a hill to die on. Let's just put it that way.
Lots of towns have trick-or-treating age limits now, usually around 13 or 14. Under Deerfield Township in New Jersey, it is in the news after setting their age limit to 12. Someone asked over 5,000 Americans how old is too old to trick-or-treat, and most people said somewhere in their teenage years. Mm-hmm. 43% said that between the ages of 13 and 16. 16 or older was the most common answer with 15% of the vote. Then 13 years older was next at 14%. Some people think the cutoff age should be even younger. 10% said 12, 3% said 11, 3% said 10, and 2% said younger than that.
Wow.
27% said there should be no age limit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this one...
Wow, a variety of answers there. Interesting. Yeah.
This one is actually, I think, a good opportunity for us to start practicing what it'll be like in a couple of weeks when we may feel one way about something, but our neighbors or our friends may feel differently the other way about it. Because oddly enough, this is a bit of a sticker. This one kind of, you know, it can be a little bit difficult for people.
Right.
Like it can be dividing where mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be, I don't think.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
I think that I think first off, you have to have a case by case basis and built into this. Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be times. I was 16, not dressed up, but taking my brother and sister trick or treating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got candy. I got plenty of candy, and I ate every bit of it. I didn't feel like guilty about any of it. That was part of my payment for. No, I'm kidding.
It was a nice little bonus.
Fair. Yeah. I do. Also, I know that there are certainly going to be cases different than this, but we have a society where the kids are constantly wanting to grow up faster and faster, and kids are having to grow up faster and faster. Things that keep them innocent, things that keep them a little bit childlike.
Feel like more like a kid, yeah.
I don't know. I have a hard time saying that, oh, I'm sorry, you're 13, no more. I don't know. What do you think out there? Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was 15 when I was trick-or-treating, but I always taken 5 younger sisters. I'm on the deck.
Yeah.
Sir. Yeah. I didn't have 5. I had a brother and sister. Kudos to you. That sounds a little scary.
I dressed up too, but my dad phoned a gas mask. He was a garbage man at the time. He phoned a gas mask, and I decorated that up, and I scared the all the way to the kitchen. He just ran away from the door.
Nice. Okay, that's too much. Go, too much.
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you for sharing that. You have a great morning, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Oh, that was great.
You know, see, there's things like that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of an outlier. Mm-hmm. But what do you guys think about this one?
Yeah.
I think that we should not discourage young people at any age from engaging in things that are healthy and good fun. Mm-hmm. You know, there are not a whole lot of activities that teenagers are invited to participate in.
Yeah,
that's true.
On a broad scale. You know, there's not a lot of places for them to hang out and do positive things. I mean, we have a few. We have Edge VR in town. We have the skating rink. We have, you know, I mean, there are places.
There's not many.
There's not a ton of them. And this is a citywide event. Why exclude anybody?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Honestly, yeah. Why set any age limit? I mean, so what? We set it at 10? Some disagree. We set it at 16? Well, I think it should definitely be more older than 42 so I can go.
Yes, 100%.
We finally got to the crux of the situation here.
This is the real issue here.
If she wasn't going there, I was going to. Let's go ahead and go to a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going, bud?
Good.
What do you got for us today?
If a rooster laid an egg on a roof, was it both on the right side or the left side?
Right side or the left side?
I'm going to say the left side.
No, it wouldn't go down either side. Boosters on my egg.
He gotcha.
Nicely done. All right. Nicely done. Good to hear from you, bud. You have a good morning. Say hi to all of our friends at the ODC, okay?
Okey-doke.
Thank you.
That was great.
That was awesome.
That was great. ODC.
Who's the rooster now, James?
Definitely. ODCINC.com. Everybody, encourage you to go over to their website, follow them on social media, get on over to Milkweed Market and say hi to our great friends over there at the ODC. I should have asked him if what they thought, if there should be an age limit on this one. Because I couldn't agree with you more, Melissa. It should be at least in the 40s. Your first point about that. Do you have a feeling one way or the other in this?
No, I get it. I think the thing that bother people the most about this is when you get those teenagers that don't have a costume on and then are just kind of doing it like ironically, or you know, they're like, "Hey man, got any candy?" That's I think what people really don't like about it. But if they're being more sincere, you know, like, "Hey, you know, I work out, trick or treat, and have some fun," I think people are less likely to be annoyed by it.
They have to be in costume. That's kind of right. The whole point.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is good or not, but I'm going to share it. So my dad and I might have figured this one out. I mentioned before that my father and I really like handing out candy. It's a big deal. We have a lot of fun with it. We get a lot of candy, all that. Mm-hmm. This has happened a couple of times to us where there's been that teenager. Now, it's not a teenager we have a problem with. It's the one that doesn't try. It's the one that just shows up and, you know, just give me some candy and that kind of thing. So my dad has he ran and got apples. And would give them apples and would give the kids candy.
That's perfect.
One year we got toothbrushes and gave them toothbrushes and gave the kids candy. And we tried to do it right in front of them because usually the teenagers will come running up with a bunch of kids and they'll try to be in the mix with the kids.
They're not with the kids.
Yeah, they're just sneak in.
My dad will make it really obvious, but he does one. He takes it maybe a step too far. Well, he'll give him the look. He'll give him a look. And I don't know if that's enough. I don't know if you need to do that because my father is one of the most mellow human beings you'll meet until that look comes out. Then he's a whole different human being. That's one way to kind of counter that, if you like. It's still kind of like it does. I don't think you're really setting yourself up for anything bad or anything like that. And this is something too. I think as a society, we don't need laws or rules on this stuff. We want government to work for us. We want government to work smart for us. Mm-hmm. And they've got a lot of things they could be doing. I guarantee that the Upper Deerfield Township of New Jersey has bigger issues than the Halloween
trick or treat age. Yeah,
yeah. let's get on some other stuff and let us take care of these things as a society.
And to be honest, how many teenagers actually want to do it anyway?
Yeah.
They seemed, I mean, my 13-year-old outgrew it 2 years ago. He's like, "I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. I don't want to do it." Okay, fine.
I think Melissa had a really good point, too, in the you know, when you're in a certain age range, there's very little for you, and you're in this gray area where you're supposed to be, hey, you got to start thinking about college, and at the same time, you still want to play with toys. there's this weird flex, this gray area that and as society, we don't really do much about that. Yep. We just kind of hey, suck it up. We don't really help kids through that or help have anything lined up to hey, this is how you bridge from that to this or anything. It's just welcome to eighth grade.
Exactly.
So these kind of things oftentimes are where kids learn a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Say you are a 13 and you're out trick-or-treating and there's a bunch of 6 and 7-year-olds out and you see that they may want to rush across the street and you stop them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey.
That good point. That's about being an adult. That's learning and growing and everything. Mm-hmm. Those opportunities are not there if we don't allow the 13, 14-year-old to go trick-or-treating and everything.
Right.
I'm not saying that this is the one reason to let them, but there's so, a lot of things in life, we don't know until it's taken away what we might miss.
Exactly.
These are some of those things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think it's fun, too, for kids. If a kid actually, Seth's point is strong there. If a 13-year-old actually wants to go out trick-or-treating, please let them.
Yeah, you know? Don't stop them.
Don't discourage that.
No.
Mm-hmm. And why are we so quick to take the imagination from kids? And then at the same time, as when they become adults, hey, go be creative. Hey, go think outside the box.
Where's your imagination?
Oh, God, where did I put my imagination? When I was 13, I put it away because they said I couldn't trick-or-treat anymore, and I had to grow up and be an adult. But where did I put that?
But, you know, it's easy to misplace.
Has anybody seen my marbles? Has anybody seen my... Bring it right back to Hook. Bring it right back. Oh, perfect tie-in. There we go.
Good callback.
We will keep this conversation going right into the 9 o'clock. I'll keep it going all week. 715-424-2600.
It's Halloween-y,
Love to hear what you guys have to, how you guys feel about this one. We will be getting into our lineup this week. We'll also be talking in the 9 o'clock hour, building up our Thursday lineup. We got a great fun afternoon lineup for you that we're going to be celebrating Halloween going forward. And we're going to have some fun stuff lined up there as well. Got some local theater want to get it to and a bunch of other stuff. But I did want to remind end, everybody. If you are looking for a fun, positive podcast to start your day, What the Muppet hits your new pods every Monday.
Nice.
Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, they are there for you. Be sure to check it out. My oldest, Bria, does an amazing job with that show. And we have Happy Fall, everyone. Our 63rd episode just popped up today.
Wow.
Nice.
Cool.
It's been a lot of fun. We've been enjoying this. And this one was a little bit different. We did a Halloween Mad Libs with this one.
Love it.
Bria throws these things at me, man. She does not prepare me. So nope. I just walk into the line. I don't know
as
what to expect.
As it should be.
Yeah, yeah. It's true improv. It is true improv. All right.
Got to keep your skills up, man.
Yeah, yeah. Check out that wherever you get your podcast. And a big thank you to everybody who has supported the pod. I really deeply appreciate every one of you out there. More so appreciate everybody out there that is able to able to donate items for the truck that has been bringing items over to Hurricane Helen to relief. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit more about a special that happened over the weekend in North Carolina about that. But locally, a big thank you to so many people that have showed up and helped out with this. Certainly a big thank you to all of our electricians and all the line workers and everybody traveling to the parts of the country to do that kind of work. Mm-hmm. Greatly appreciate every single one of you. Keep up the great work and safe travels to all of you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We'll have the kitchens open, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour, everybody. It's with and it'll be with Seth, Melissa, and James right here on...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.